And now to part two of a News Nation investigation. Last night, we showed you how vigilante groups are posing as children and catching child predators, trying to meet underage kids for sex. It's a controversial story, and police say it can be dangerous.
But experts also say online child exploitation cases are on the rise because of the pandemic, and parents should be on alert. News Nation correspondent Brian Netton has part two of the story from Indianapolis.
We went out with one of these citizen predator catching groups, and it was really eye-opening and disturbing to see just how many men they chat with online who want to meet with underage children. Experts say it is a widespread problem and parents need to be on alert.
You had a 14-year-old girl come to where you work at a high school to have sex.
Look, we'll be quiet. Just talk to us. Why the hell are you doing this?
I apologize. I'm a moron. I'm an idiot.
Indiana high school band teacher Brian Boyer was caught on camera by vigilante group Predator Catchers Indianapolis. They say he thought he was meeting a 14-year-old girl for sex. Police charged Boyer with child solicitation. The decoy, who's part of the vigilante group, says she sets up meetings with men wanting to meet underage children almost every week.
What's your message to parents watching this?
To always monitor your kids' devices. Have those uncomfortable talks with your kids. It's real. It's happening. Kids are out here. You might think your kid's too young, but they know. They're aware of it. Internet's a scary place.
It can be a scary place, and experts say it's actually getting worse because of the pandemic.
I mean, the fact that everyone is now online more than ever, it's certainly something that we're seeing an increase in potential cases.
Homeland Security Special Agent Kevin Sibley has been working child sex cases for 15 years.
How savvy are the predators?
The predators are the most computer savvy people you will meet. TikTok, Instagram, these are two of the ones that I think that we see a lot of. That Snapchat's another one that we see a lot of kids using. These apps where predators are very active. But I will also say that every day a new app comes out and the predators are in that app as well.
Sibley says don't be afraid to go through your kids' computers and phones. Take them away at bedtime. And most importantly, talk to your kids about the dangers of talking to strangers online. Talking and keeping an open, honest dialogue going about even uncomfortable topics, he says, could be the best defense of all.
It's amazing how prevalent this is. And how many parents thought, I never thought this could happen to me.
Bottom line, experts say do not be afraid to go through your child's phone and computer. And there is even software that you can download that will help you monitor what your kid is doing online. We have more information on that on NewsNationNow.com. In Indianapolis, Brian Enton, News Nation.